A wide variety of North Carolina laws are poised to change, including where you can carry guns, what you need to vote, and which clinics can provide abortions. The changes are the result of the legislative session that ended last week. It was the first in more than a century in which Republicans controlled both the General Assembly and the Governor's Mansion. And they shook things up. If you've had a hard time keeping track of all the action, you're certainly not alone. Now that we've had time to take a deep breath, we're going to explain some of the changes. Every day this week, we'll take a closer look at key pieces of legislation, some that got a lot of attention and some that didn't. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins us now. Michael, welcome.
Hey, Marshall.
And we'll start this morning with far-reaching legislation on gun rights. It passed the General Assembly and is awaiting the governor's signature. Michael, how would you summarize what the legislation would do?
You could break it down to this. It expands gun rights for people who follow the law, and it increases criminal penalties for people who don't. Let's start with the expansion. People with concealed carry permits will be able to bring handguns to a lot more places. This includes parades, restaurants, and bars. Also, they can bring them into a public school or college parking lot as long as they keep them locked in the car. Representative Jacqueline Schaefer from Charlotte helped write the legislation. She emphasizes that only people who go through the process of getting a concealed carry permit will be able to bring guns to the new locations.
They have really gone the extra mile to get that training, you know, go through the background checks, things like that. You know, these are the law-abiding folks, and so we want to make sure that their rights to protect themselves, that those rights are protected.
Okay, but who's concerned about this?
For one, the superintendent of Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools is. He thinks it's a bad idea to have guns locked in cars in school parking lots. And the association representing police chiefs in North Carolina is also concerned about that. Here's the president of the association, Apex Police Chief John Letney.
In our communities, one of the highest volume crimes is break-ins to vehicles. When people know that there could likely be firearms locked in vehicles on campus, we're concerned that there may be an increase in thefts, and then those guns would now be in the hands of criminals.
Chief Letney says police are also concerned about people bringing guns to bars. He put it pretty simply, firearms and alcohol don't mix. Representative Schaefer agrees, and she says the legislation makes it clear you're not allowed to drink if you're carrying a gun.
Well, wait a minute. What if a restaurant or bar owner doesn't want someone in their establishment to have a gun? What about their rights in all of this?
They have rights as well. They have to put up a sign that makes it clear no guns allowed. If they do that, that works.
And how does the legislation affect who can get a concealed carry permit? In the past, it's been up to local sheriffs to approve or deny permits for people who want to carry a handgun. What happens to that system?
It stays in place. At one point, there was a chance that permit system would be repealed. The State Sheriff's Association thought that was an awful idea. Eddie Caldwell is the association's executive vice president, and he says keeping the permit system is a win for all North Carolinians.
Nobody on any side of any of the gun issues, whether you're a gun advocate or a gun opponent, wants people to get guns who would be doing so in violation of law because of criminal convictions or mental health issues. And the permit process that is administered by the sheriffs is much more thorough than the federal check.
Caldwell says that's because sheriffs have access locally to more mental health and criminal records than the feds do. The permit system will change, though. Sheriffs will need to approve or deny permits more quickly. They can't limit how many permits someone can get, and they need to track how many are denied and why.
You mentioned earlier the legislation would also increase criminal penalties. How's that?
In short, if you commit a crime using a gun, you're going to prison for longer than you would have before. Jeff Welty is a professor of public law and government at UNC Chapel Hill, and he studied the legislation. Here's one of the big changes.
Anyone who commits a felony of any kind with a gun faces an enhanced sentence ranging from a one-year increase to a six-year increase because of the gun, whereas prior law provided for a five-year increase, but only for people who committed very serious felonies with a gun.
So now if you commit any kind of felony with a gun, you're getting an increased sentence. Welty says the legislation also creates a new category for people who are convicted of two separate felonies using a gun. It's called armed habitual felon. Welty says it's now kind of like two strikes, you're out. Armed habitual felons will get substantially longer sentences.
And Michael, when will these changes go into effect?
Most of the changes will kick in October, assuming the governor doesn't veto the legislation.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks.
And Michael will join us again tomorrow morning to discuss another major piece of legislation that passed the General Assembly last week, changes to abortion regulations.